The war in Iran expanding into Lebanon this week. Massive Israeli airstrikes targeting Beirut suburbs, bombarding strongholds for Iranian-backed proxy group Hezbollah.
So you can see there the explosion right there. You can see the explosion. And there is the sound. It takes a little bit for the sound to travel. Obviously, you see the explosion first, then the sound reaches us. That is the latest strike in what has been strike after strike after strike all day long.
Lebanese state-run media saying 44 people killed overnight as the IDF striking more than a dozen times across the country. Israeli forces issuing evacuation warnings for hundreds of thousands of people in southern Beirut. But humanitarian groups insist there is nowhere safe for people to go, many who have yet to recover after Israel's invasion of Lebanon in 2024. Israeli operations targeting Hezbollah positions across the country from the east down to the Israeli border. Hezbollah responding, firing missiles of its own into Israel late Saturday. Across Lebanon, more than 300 dead and more than 1,000 injured in just a matter of days, according to the Lebanese Ministry of Public Health.
Martha, as the human toll of this conflict continues to go up, so many people here in Lebanon are worried that that violence could spiral even further. In fact, many people have asked us when we think this conflict is going to end. And of course, we don't have a great answer for them, and neither does it seem does the U.S. government. Martha?